Morning Watch, an overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before his appearing. Week 7. The two aspects of God's complete salvation, judicial redemption plus organic salvation. Thursday, related verses. 1 Peter 2:2. As newborn babes, long for the guileless milk of the word, in order that by it you may grow unto salvation. Hebrews 5:14. But solid food is for the full grown, who because of practice have their faculties exercised for discriminating between both good and evil. John 10:10-11 and 14-16. The thief does not come except to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and may have it abundantly. 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. 14. I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me. 15. Even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. 16. And I have other sheep, which are not of this fold. I must lead them also, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one flock, one shepherd. John 21:15-17. Then when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon, Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Feed my lambs. 16. He said to him again a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, Shepherd my sheep. 17. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was grieved that he said to him the third time, Do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Feed my sheep. Ephesians 1:4. Even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, to be holy and without blemish before him in love. Related reading. The initial feeding is to feed the newborn babes, the new believers. We feed them through cherishing them to pray, read the word, and call on the Lord by exercising their spirit. As a mother feeds her child, she will often try to make the child happy, cherishing him. After she cherishes the child, she gives him something to eat, and the child will eat. We all need to be cherished. If the new believers are cherished, they will be willing to exercise their spirit to pray, read the word. When we are cherished by Christ, first we feel happy, and then spontaneously we exercise our spirit to pray, calling on the Lord. When we call on the Lord, we enjoy his riches. We feed the newborn babes, the new believers, with the milk of the word, which is the Spirit, for their growth in the divine life unto their daily salvation. The fact that the word is life implies that it contains nourishing milk. We feed on the milk of the word in order to grow unto salvation. This salvation is not the eternal salvation which we have already, but the daily salvation. The initial feeding is followed by the continual feeding. The continual feeding is to feed the growing believers with the solid word, which is the spirit of life, for their maturity in the divine life, unto transformation and conformation to the image of Christ. At first, a mother feeds her baby with milk, but as the child grows, she feeds him with solid food. The principle is the same in feeding the growing believers. Certain portions of the Bible are solid food. If we drink only milk, we cannot mature. In order to mature, we need solid food. The feeding in God's organic salvation also includes the feeding in shepherding. In John 21:15, the Lord Jesus charged Peter, saying, "Feed my lambs." In verse 17, he said to him, "Shepherd my sheep." And in verse 17, he went on to say, "Feed my sheep." If we do not know how to shepherd, we will not be able to feed others. The main purpose of the small groups and the vital groups in the church life is not merely to take care of one another, but to shepherd one another. You shepherd me, and I shepherd you. This is mutual shepherding. In shepherding others, we should first cherish them in order to make them happy, and then we should feed them. Dispositional sanctification is by the Holy Spirit. God's positional sanctification is to sanctify our outward standing before Him by the redeeming blood of Christ judicially, whereas God's dispensational sanctification is to sanctify our inward fallen nature by the Spirit organically through our spirit captivated by Christ. The Spirit sanctifies the believers in their disposition. The word disposition refers to nature. The word nature refers to the substance created by God. Disposition, a negative word, denotes our distorted and crooked nature. The nature, the natural substance, created by God was good. But in us, the fallen people, nature has become disposition, our distorted, crooked, perverted nature. In God's organic salvation, we are being sanctified in our disposition with the divine, holy nature of God, that we may be holy unto God. God has chosen us to be holy. For us to be holy means that we possess and partake of God's holy nature and participate in God's divinity.